Hi, this is Emma with Auroville Radio. Last week, I had the pleasure of sitting down and talking with Shambo. I first met Shambo just over a month ago when he came for the first day of yoga class. You see, Shambo is my yoga instructor here in Auroville. 4 days a week, my fellow American students and I meet with him for class. Our first day of class was interesting, to say the least, and right away, his energy struck a chord of fascination and admiration within me, and I knew I wanted to hear what he had to say. So the next about 20 minutes or so are excerpts from this interview where Shambo and I talked about, among many other things, yoga life and this energy and vision that connects us all. But that's enough from me. You should just relax, make yourself comfortable, and join me on a journey into the world of Shambo.
It was so many years I have this question, where I come from and why, and it was really serious. Sometimes I try to visualize what there is behind the planet, and I was not feeling well with this idea I come from a monkey or something. I was never happy with this idea. So many things, so many déjà vu, and so many energy inside, and then I started this yoga, and I get the answer. To arrive at this answer, I have tried many different solutions. As a scientific of the yoga, I have tried many different to prove. What I can say, what I am not limited, for example. It's not because I die, I feel I am finished, or my body is finished. This is my belief. I have proved this, and for me it's 100% sure. My body is not limited at the physical body or the mind. My energy continues, because I am part of everything. Even the memory of my grandfather. My grandfather is not in this world now, but he's still here. So his energy is here. So I'm not limited. I don't believe in the death or the birth. I believe just in the energy and the soul continue to move. And then I understand this yoga, this philosophy, these people who are searching the truth or the divine or something more wisdom, or they are fully happy and good energy. And just I fell in love with this, people, this kind of people who are searching something like divine spirituality. And then from this time I never stopped to try to understand what is yoga. So I can say I born inside. I have never been separated by yoga, or I can say I become a yoga teacher because I born inside. Yeah, I enjoy teaching, I enjoy sharing, I enjoy just see the yoga student learn technique, and then they can use for them, and when they come back, sometimes they just send me a mail, or I see them like this in Auroville, and they say, wow, last year I tried this technique, and now when I am sick or I don't feel well, I use and I feel better, and I have this or this problem, and but when I use this technique I feel better, or, then I am happy, because it's exactly yoga. It's not only to practice as a passion or just a hobby, but it's to use. It has to be practical, yoga. It's like a knife or a mobile phone or a car. Or, I mean, if you don't use, no need to have. So you need to use. It has to be a technique to use. But also it's a way of life. So I cannot say I teach yoga, because 24 hours I live in the yoga. I don't have any more expectation or aspiration for something else. I even don't go for any Tai Chi, Qigong. My life is yoga since many years, and I'm going to finish in the yoga. So when I go one class, it's not a class for me. I continue to move in one place where we continue to speak about yoga and we move, but same, the movement continues. It's just a continuous movement, class or not. So this is our yoga. It's very, very strict. It's also important because yoga, it's very deep technique to change and transform the mind and the body. So you need to be professional and to have a lot of knowledge about a lot of things in yoga. Because we touch the physical body, the mind, and so the psychology, and also the energetic body. So it's something special in the sense of nowadays, if you become yoga teacher, most of yoga teachers, they teach what they want, they transform the propos, they want to make their own style with the new age. So we respect this, but we propose another science. We don't change any words. We don't change the rules since more than 3,000 years. But the color can change, but one base cannot change. We should just be in acceptation with every kind of yoga. If you understand, everything is yoga. Everything is unity. Tai Chi is yoga, Qigong is yoga, yoga is Qigong. So it's very personal. And don't forget, everybody is free to use any kind of technique, not only in Auroville, but in the world. It has to be confidential, no need to show you are practicing yoga or you are a yogi. So Shivananda was for me perfect because I like discipline and good base. So Shivananda was good. Then I certified in Bihar School. It's another international school of India, same direction. And Kriya Yoga. So Kriya Yoga, it's something little special. You cannot get any certificate on the paper, but some guru just tell you you can teach this technique or not. So it's more secret school of India. There is not only sharing about this technique of yoga, but I'm working also with Auroville, with this idea to understand what is the town of the future. It's very interesting and very exciting to think, to project ourselves in a peace world where the humanity live in peace and with economy and politics. I mean, not ashram or monastery, but something in the future, so a modern life, but with peace and peace mind. And then in Auroville, it's what we try to do. It's a place you concentrate on this idea. What is the town of the future? The organization of New York, Paris, London is not bad. They are making very difficult work. If we give at anybody the direction of a town, it's a mess, it's really difficult. It's not bad, but it's not complete in the sense we have to bring the spirituality and the consciousness with energy, energy of the body chakra, energetic line, everything this are coming now. It's everybody is speaking about chakra like you speak about your cat, your new washing machine. I mean, now in 2011, in France, okay, I can feel my Anahata chakra, all is fine. No, but this, I think it's important to now to think about what is our future, not only on the earth, but we believe also in the yoga, in the universe, because we believe we are not only one on this universe, but there is many population everywhere in this universe. So we are working also with all this energy outside of the planet Earth, and we try to make an agreement also with all this population outside. It's important to understand this this future, it's related with the transformation. And we can do, it's possible. So I look when I go to work, when I go to meet friend, and some situation are difficult, because it's more when the situation is difficult, you can see the benefits of your yoga. Then you test your self-control, you test also your selection, we call the discrimination. One example, it's common, but if one friend, old friend, is coming and propose you one glass of alcohol or one cigarette of cannabis, then before without yoga, you say no one, you say no two, but after maybe you say yes, just to be social and to say okay. With yoga, you have discipline and you can say no with love, and say, it's not only say no, it's just to move the energy somewhere else. It's to say, it's not my energy. It's, I respect you, but I cannot, because it's not anymore what I need, what my body needs. It's something old and is going to give me a sickness. And so, and then you begin to speak with the person and also to help the person. So the benefits is just in the normal situation in the life, you become much more in control and peace, and you accept more yourself also and your ego. For example, yoga, it's not a simple technique just to say I am peaceful. And it's not this what we say. We say to become yoga, it's to accept also your dark side. First, I am on this level now, today, but I try my best. And every time I try, but I don't blame myself. This is the worst, is when you say I am not good and you cry and you cut your hands and you want to suicide yourself and you go to beat somebody because you are not well. And I mean, this is not the point. Yoga, it's just to accept first. And still, we are not perfect. I continue to work a lot on myself. And it can take many years, many life. In yoga, you learn also to accept the work you do now. It's for the next life, maybe. It's very long, yeah. It can be very long. It can be also fast. And just to know why you are here. It's important just one day to answer at this question. It's when you wake up in the morning, you feel more light than continuously why I am here, why I wake up, and where I'm going. This is yoga. It's to one day to stop to ask the question, just to accept. I am here. I feel myself. Creation or not, or I am here and I feel and I let enter the energy. And then you begin to want something, is we call the self-realization. It's just to be yourself, to be this soul who are fully satisfied and happy and because you feel there is something, you can be happy 24 hours. 24 hours is possible, 24 hours. When you practice yoga, in these benefits, sometimes you have some days, you have 24 hours, but full energy, fully happy, it's stable. And then you lose the day after. And then come back. Sometimes even in 1 hour, you lose. But you love this. Wow, this is better than $1 million or the most beautiful girl of the world. No, because this feeling is more than orgasm. And then you want more, you like baby, you want more sweet. And this sweet, you want. And just what you are doing is to try to realize something, realize we call the self. If you start to be interested by self-realization, and not only for us, but for the world, you understand everybody has his own place. Then, when you look your life, you look your friends, your past friends, or your teacher you had at school, some a very important place in your life. Sometimes you remember only your their energy, their mind, and they gave you something very nice feeling. This is now more difficult to understand, but you should say, I am God, I am the divine. And even today you say, I am God, everybody say, well, you are crazy or what? God is somebody strong and... No, we are God in the sense, or God is the representation of the pure love and happiness. He's not somebody who wants power and manipulate people and... No, it's not this, it's just an example for us. So my everybody in fact has his place to help you. Even your enemies, if he's coming and steal your money or steal your boyfriend, then after when you think and you understand the game, my God, you say, but he was tested my peace mind, my concentration, my motivation also. If you steal my money, I go to take the police, I fight, you know, your courage. Yoga, it's this. Just, it's a technique to answer at all the main questions and then to start to, wow, now I can relax and enjoy just the time, the sky, and to begin to help also, to help us, this is important. I mean, as yogi, you don't separate, you shouldn't separate. There is no difference between us and outside. Auroville is not better than Paris. Paris is not better than Africa, no. We are all on the same level, and it's the future. It's now to really accept we are all on the same research, the self-realization, and now we have the tools to really do this. We are going to see. In 2,000 years extra, then the world is totally changed. Even now it's better. Just keep this in your mind. You are not only one, and you are not better than others, but we are on the same level, and we work together. Auroville works with the rest of the world, and the world helps Auroville, but everything is only one.
This has been an Auroville Radio production. Thanks for listening.